But I like to see the things that are on your wall. Look at that. It's weird.
Look at them. They're so beautiful. I mean, this is Grant's place.
He has the same thing, though, right? Like, isn't that your thing? Don't you have a similar light where it's like a panel covering a light?
Yeah, we bought them at IKEA together.
Mm-hmm.
He liked the blue and I liked the black.
Well, he is a boy and you are the Hellspawn? What is
Yeah. You might be a hell creature if...
One of your Twitter hashtag games that never quite took off.
How do you know? She told me she loves me. But how do you know? Cause she rarely lies. How do you know? Don't push and don't shove me. How do you know? It's in her eyes.
Oh, Nelly. It's the Doom to Fail podcast. My name is Tim Dobbs. With me, as ever, through the internet, it's the lady with the Band-Aid on her cheek, Catherine Kogut.
Am I supposed to be like, what's-her-face Gray?
Macy Gray?
No, not Macy Gray. Of Grey's Anatomy? Dr. Gray?
Amy Gray? I don't know. I don't know what her name is. It's...
I don't know her first name.
The only person I know on that show is Sandra Oh from Sideways.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay. I know that some year there were a bunch of girls I know who wanted to go as her for Halloween, and there were lots of Hello Kitty Band-Aids or something that they had.
What? The costume was I'm gonna wear a Hello Kitty Band-Aid on my face?
And be a doctor, yeah.
Okay. What are you going as Halloween? What are you going for? What? God.
Yeah, what are you gonna be for Halloween?
Oh, turnabout.
Yeah.
Did not. I never have any good costume. That's my plan, and I'm sticking to it for the rest of my life. I've decided to sort of struggle and maybe half-ass something 15 minutes before leaving.
Oh, you're going to be a great dad.
Oh, I hate it so much. I can't stand it.
Halloween?
We've had this
you're going to be a wonderful father to 5 loving children.
I want to disappoint a lot of kids. Oh, 5. Jeez Louise. I had neighbors who had, I think it was quintuplets.
Jeez.
Just like, yeah, they were just trying to have like a kid and instead it was 5 and it ruined their life. Like,
no kidding.
I mean, not ruined it, but it completely changed everything about their life.
Sucks.
Instead of just like, well, we'll have a kid and like, you know, I'll continue doing my career and whatever. Like, they had to like quit jobs, sell their car, like, because just their entire world had to be changed to handle 5 infants at once. It was like making your house into a daycare center.
That's horrible.
It's a nightmare.
Oh, my God.
What are you going to go as for Halloween? Is it going to be 5 small babies? Don't do that! No, that's the costume you should have. Wear a trench coat and be like, I'm 5 babies stacked on top of each other. You're welcome.
I'm trying to go to bars. Can may I go into this fine establishment, monsieur? I would like to purvey some of your goods.
Yeah, you know, it's a little known fact that babies start out talking like old, high-class British people, I guess. Is that what you were doing? But then they lose that accent over time.
Of a high-class British person.
Oh, I see. Layers.
Yeah.
Layers and layers.
Layers.
What, barring that, which is what you're going to do, what would you go for as Halloween? Why is this so hard for me to say?
For Halloween, I don't know why you're having such a difficulty. Would you like to try one more time?
What would you go as for Halloween? Yes.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
Oh, yeah. That is better.
You could say it that way.
I like mine.
I'm trying to talk Grant into being Waldo. And I'll be Carmen Sandiego.
Mm.
And then we'll go get lost.
That's pretty good. Oh, yeah. Megan was Carmen Sandiego for a number of years.
She was. She gave me tips.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I should have been Waldo. That makes sense. I'm tall
and
awkward.
Right? You look good in red.
Well, it's debatable.
I think
there's
you look
been
great
much.
In
there's
red.
Been much hot debate in the journals of note about how good I really look in red.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what is Popular Mechanics saying?
Popular Mechanics says that I don't look very good in red because really what I should be doing is wearing overalls and grease monkeying it up. And there's no place for red in a garage like that because you need to color code your roles. So, you know, if you're a newbie, you wear green. If you're in operations, you wear yellow. And then, you're the most popular mechanic, of course, wears a crown. But I'm not there yet. That is...
Well, I mean... Popular mechanic, pretty princess. It's all the same.
Can we go back and live in a world where popular mechanics is sort of like Us Weekly, but for very famous mechanics?
Yeah, let's go do that.
Excellent.
All right, done. What else has changed about the world because of it?
Weirdly, very little.
Okay.
Yeah, but Slate.com says that I do look good in red.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, they're contrarians. Anything to generate those clicks. It's new media.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oui.
One thing that you could perhaps go as, good, who you could be.
You're overthinking it.
I gotta take a step back. It's too much pressure.
One thing that I could perhaps go as if I wanted to be, yes.
Mayhaps. Is a witch. The classic mom who's not really trying, who has to bring her daughter around. You just put on a pointy hat, all set.
Oh, that's so easy. You wear black dress, your classic little black dress, black mm-hmm. hat. Done.
Would you wear a little black dress? I feel like for trick-or-treating, that's a mistake with your 5-year-old.
Oh, with my 5-year-old that I have.
Yes.
Because I have a child.
Because I gave you one of my 5 children.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Only if I sit on its shoulders and then we wear a trench coat.
What? Why do you get to be the top? That seems cruel.
Well, you gave him to me. I can do what I want with it.
Finders keepers, I guess. I mean, it's your fault for having that abandoned infant asylum sign by your door.
Okay, that was the previous tenant, okay? That's not me.
And you never bothered to take it down.
We get a lot of ghosts, and they get really mad when I try to take it down.
Did you say ghosts?
Ghosts, yeah. Angry infant asylum ghosts.
Oh, what? Oh. Oh. Well, this is very sad.
Oh, man, you see the orphanage?
Well, before I get us out of this segment, because I think I'm done talking about dead babies, we should mention that our topic for the week is witches. And we'll be right back on the Tuber Phil podcast.
My turn signal blinks before I turn left or right, almost in sync with my flashing engine light. It could be worse, I could be cursed to steering old habits, rolling on stolen bikes, to working with an organ with less than golden pipes, to be headed nowhere with a head full of hopeful hype. I'm not the man you settle for, who can only maintain a crush on the girl from the liquor store. For rich or poor, hitting the deck or jumping overboard, we sadly volunteer to find that happy in between. And I've been floating off the course and haven't seen the shore ever since I cut the anchor and decided this is me. So Spill, did you choose? Is this you? Beautiful and uptight, trying to keep grad school cool, paying off the debt behind the desk, slinging booze, waiting on someday.
We're back. Hello.
Hi.
Tuber Phil podcast. Oh, hi.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'm glad you came.
Yeah.
So, I brought you here today, as I mentioned in my letter, to talk about witches.
12 years ago.
Your great-uncle Silas died. And so you have to stay in a haunted house with witches to receive your inheritance.
This is a totally different haunted house than the past segment. Are we letting that haunted house lie?
I told you, yes. We're not talking about that haunted house. This is a different one.
Okay, because that still implies death, just so you know.
What's interesting, do you think all haunted houses have some similar DNA, so to speak? Because I like the idea of there being totally discrete haunted houses that have nothing to do with each other.
Oh, yeah.
They're haunted in different ways. They're, you know, so you can have a universe where, say, an American werewolf in Paris coexists with, what was that, like, animated movie about the Haunted Mansion? I think it was called Haunted Mansion.
Monster House?
Monster House. Yes.
Written by Dan Harmon.
Oh, look at that. Did he write the werewolf movie as well?
Unfortunately, he was not responsible for An American Werewolf in London.
How many of the werewolf movies has he written?
Somewhere between 12 and 0.
That's an interesting way to give those numbers. You flipped it around on me. You went down. I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a reverse step.
I was just sort of thinking from the top of my head.
No, I appreciate it. I like that flexibility.
Yeah.
I think I'm done with this segment.
No. Well, okay, so we were talking about haunted houses.
So the weather today is a little, go on.
We were talking about haunted houses, and you asked me a question, and then I just changed the subject on you, which I think is the mistake I'm making.
I thought we were playing conversational shell game today. I thought that's really what we were doing.
This whole podcast is a conversational shell game.
Follow the thread. Follow the thread.
Owned by Shell. Hashtag obey your thirst.
Oh, yeah. You have to. I don't think they have the trademark on it anymore. I think obey your thirst is mine now. Obey your thirst is my thing now. And I wish everyone would respect that.
I don't want to be a slave to my thirst.
Yeah.
I hope you can respect that.
No. It's really more about respecting yourself and realizing that you and your thirst are one and the same.
That's some of that new age thinking I'm not interested in.
Not like when you were 10 and were interested in Wicca? Is Wicca a new age religion?
Yeah, it is new agey.
A lot of crystals?
It's old agey and new agey, right? It's both. Right. It's receiving a renaissance, if you will. A renaissance.
I won't, based mainly on how you pronounced it. Renaissance.
What do you mean? What's that?
I apologize. Renaissance.
Yes, the Renaissance being experienced by the Wiccan faith.
Oh, the Festival of Lights, of course. I'm pretty sure that's what you said.
Light the menorah.
So it's sort of a mix and match kind of faith. A little bit of Wicca, a little bit of Judaism.
Yeah, Wicca is very mix and match, right?
Is it?
Because
you tell me.
Well, fundamentally, it's based off of like all of the old ancient pagan religions that were just decimated by Christianity in one way or another. By the many methods that Christianity used to subvert those religions.
Sure.
And now it's just sort of this amalgam of like just the old way in quotes.
Hmm.
You know?
No.
So you get left with these like super vague tenets that only kind of mean something.
Like fortune cookies. They're just like fortune cookies. Sorry.
Yeah. But it's like a totally legitimate way to have a belief system and to like go about believing in things and trying to approach the world.
So let's run this down, though, because I don't mean the fortune cookie thing in a derogatory way at all, because I think fortune cookies tend to often say something that is useful if you can figure out a good way to apply it. Like, it's often good advice if you sort of, you know, apply it to your life. You know, you do the hard work of tying the knots that connect it to your life and actually make it make sense in a practical way.
Right.
And then add in bed at the end, because, hey.
it's funny.
So, I mean, do you think that's there would be an analogy there to something like the old ways or something like that, where it's like, well, it's ideas that kind of make sense, but it's really up to the individual to find ways to apply it.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, okay. That's totally it.
Interesting. As opposed to, say, oh, gosh, I don't know. Well, again, so in Wicca, you don't. There's no service, or is there? Like if you were to go to a church on a Sunday or something.
I mean, some sects have services. There are covens, groups of people who refer to themselves as a coven, and their groups usually of women, and they get together and they talk and they practice their faith together. In a way that they see best fit.
Boy, lovely ballet you're doing here with these words.
Thank you. plie.
Just wonderful. Just wonderful. Mm. I never get to the ballet anymore.
I mean, the issue I'm having talking about this is it's just so diverse, right?
Right.
It means so many different things to so many people. And some of it is very silly sounding, and some of it is just a totally normal way to be and just to live your life.
So what the issue is, we're not talking about anything, but we're trying to say it's like talking about... It would be like similar to if we're like, so, what's up with black people? You know? Like, that wouldn't yeah. be... Boy, would I not be cool with having that podcast. Tell me about women, Catherine.
Oh, God.
What's their deal? I see. Interesting. So what, did you, I'm curious with your dalliance? It's hard to come up with a, term to describe the...
10. I didn't believe in anything.
10-year-olds believe in stuff. They believe in candy. They believe in SpongeBob.
True. True. So true. But all I knew is that I didn't want to be Jewish, like, really, 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 really badly. I was looking for some sort of thing to either replace with that made sense to me.
That's interesting. So just go ahead and like smack me over the head if this is a dumb statement or dumb line of inquiry, but you're talking about how Wicca can mean lots of things to lots of people. I would guess, just because you know, I knew other people who were interested in this around that same time when you're trying to figure out like, okay, so what do I really think about stuff? As opposed to candy and SpongeBob, which, boy, life was simple when it was that. But you were talking about how sort of the Christian tradition had a tendency to just, like, totally overrun a lot of this, you know, amalgam of pagan traditions and what have you. And then we also talk about you. I mean, you said covens, and it's, you know, generally women who get together, and there's this long history of, like, weirdly institutionalizing sexism through talking about witches, just being like, I don't like that lady. I bet she's this thing I made up called a witch, which is a bad thing. You know, like Macbeth or something like that. Like, there's these untrustworthy witches out there, and like, and so that, and it is like super sexist. So, I mean, do you think there is the appeal to the sort of person who gets into Wicca just sort of as a means of, like, hey, maybe there's something else? Do you think the appeal is just that it has all these different sort of prosecutorial swirlings around it, if that phrase makes any sense?
Yeah, that are really enticing.
Yeah, well, just that, like, you get to... We talked about this a few weeks ago, the whole, like, when you realized that Columbus didn't really discover America. It was like, no, there were native peoples who were, like, you know, brutally slaughtered, and it was awful. Like, you get to have something to react to, and because there's a lot of that swirling around the iconography of Wicca, do you think...
Right.
Does this make sense? Am I crazy?
Yeah. No,
is
I
it
totally
offensive?
Think it does. I mean, okay. So I think one thing that is really interesting about, like, persecution of witches in quotes is that more often than not, these were, like, Christian women who were being persecuted. Like, truly believed and were super Christian and often fairly pious.
Mm.
And it's, I mean, it was just like a political move to say, oh, I bet you are a witch. Well, no. Here's my cross. And I go to the Bible every Sunday.
We only have one. We leave it in a box in the center. Of...
I jump in like Gumby. And I travel around.
Oh boy, where the Bible comes to life. I feel like I've learned so much more about like our faith and traditions ever since we got to literally jump into the world of the Bible and experience it all firsthand.
I mean, that's witchcraft. That's the ironic thing here.
Yeah, that is the She's, oh man, that woman is so learned. She has so much to teach us, but unfortunately, she totally did magic there, so not gonna work.
Nixed her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's...
or, I mean, they were just, like, so these women who are being persecuted may have been Wiccan, but they also may have been Christian and just able to heal, or were living alone, or just living slightly outside of whatever society wanted them to do. And that made a bunch of dudes uncomfortable, and they said, well, let's kill her.
Yeah, as opposed to the, much more, I don't know if it's sillier or not. They just make him wear a scarlet letter, right? That's the other approach.
Yeah, or do that.
Yeah. Just, those are the two versions of punishment in puritanical New England. It's like, well, we could make you wear this embarrassing thing that looks pretty ugly. Although I look pretty good in red, according to Slate.com. Or we could kill you. What do you think?
Your call.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Or we could excommunicate you.
I wouldn't be so bad. I'd move to Rhode Island, the most accepting of the New England colonies.
Oh, look at you, a native New Englander, yeah, knowing things about colonial history.
Yeah, it was Massachusetts. Those guys were dicks. And then they founded Rhode Island to be, like, super accepting and whatever. And, like, probably wasn't by modern standards.
It's weird. Part of the weird thing about colonial America is, like, you could be that much of a, like, well, I don't want to go do this, so I'm going to go do something else. Because there's just so much freaking space.
Well, that's the American ethic, right? It's just like, nah, I'm just going to keep going if I don't like your deal. We don't have to fight about it. We don't have to solve anything. I'm going to just leave. That's cool.
Oh, man. I wish more people would let me just do that. Nobody lets me do that anymore.
Well, you just need to start, I mean, what? We've crossed all the frontiers on Earth, and so it's nothing but space. Or deep yeah. underwater.
Like Sea Lab.
Yeah, have you considered becoming an aqua person?
Or SeaQuest. I considered it. It was really expensive.
Yeah, it's true. Tell me about the differences between Sea Lab and SeaQuest in the break.
Okay.
When we come back, I'm going to do the podcast. We are back on the Doom to Fail podcast talking about witches. Witches. Witches.
Good song.
How do you feel about the witch laugh? You know that, like, witch cackle?
The cackle?
Yeah, yeah, that.
How do I feel about it?
Please.
It's creepy.
So, when you hear those tapes that you used to be able to buy, remember tapes you used to be able to buy at the Halloween pop-up stores that come on and you put it into your,
yes,
your
yes.
boombox?
General purpose Halloween noises. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of creaking doors, some wind blowing, and the witch's laughter. And then maybe a little bit of welcome to my mansion.
You know, once we bought one of those, my family bought one of those. And
yeah, how much did you pitch in?
My smile. My girlish smile.
Worth $1 million.
Hey.
The cashier was like, all right, that'll be $1 million and 95 cents. And you smiled. And he was like, 95 cents, sir and madam. For the lady with $1 million smile.
Oh, man. I am so rich, bro.
Yeah, but as soon as you sell it, I mean, it's a one-time investment, you know?
What's really annoying is I bought a $27 million home. Try smiling 27 times in a row. You get a cramp.
How much time do you think one should take to smile 27 times? 27 days? 27 hours?
To smile 27 minutes.
27. Once a minute is the maximum smile time.
Yeah.
Okay. How long is a smile?
Well, there's the build-up.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have $1 million smile. You don't know what goes into producing $1 million smile. There's the build-up, there's the cool-down.
You've led me believe there's some sort of smile foreplay, and then you really go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a slow ramp. Slow ramp. Right? Because you gotta sustain that smile for at least, like, 30 to 45 seconds.
What's pump-up music for a smile? Like, you know you're going to smile, and you're like, all right, let me get in the right headspace here. and you drop a little bit of what, like some Jay-Z or like maybe
violin swelling.
Violin. I will find someone to edit in. Excellent.
And then I'll smile silently on this podcast.
Yeah. No, that's how they know. That's how they know you're smiling.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So,
So one time we bought one of those discs. It was a CD at the time, not a tape. Yeah.
What does the track listing on one of those say? It's like track one, spooky Halloween sounds. Track two, spookier Halloween sounds.
It's an EP. There's three tracks on it.
Track three is Walking on Sunshine.
God, that's the real horror. So we got one of those and we hooked it up to really, really big speakers and we piped it outside of the house.
Nice.
We didn't get a single trick-or-treater that night.
Were you too scary?
I guess so.
Was the house lit? Because I feel like that's pretty universal. Like on Halloween, children will go to any house at all that has a light on near the front door.
Yes, it was lit. It was very well lit, but the porch light was off.
But it could be.
I don't know. Because, I mean, this was our standard Halloween routine. We had done this previously, and we had a little Halloween ghost. Or I think we put those little bag ghosts that you make out in the yard.
Yes. Yes. Like the bag from American Beauty. They float around. So beautiful. So complex. Evidence of God.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah. Huh. And no one, see, and especially since you were, you went through a lot of effort, which to me signifies that you were probably the kind of house that gave out like the king size candy bars or something, you know?
I mean, like we gave out a couple of fun size candy bars, chocolate candy bars to trick-or-treaters. I mean, no, but we're not made of money. If we were, we wouldn't spend it because we would be spending ourselves.
Spending yourselves? Oh,
yeah,
right. Yeah, because
you're made of money. You don't want to spend your body because then you will die.
Which is exactly the conundrum with your smile, if I'm not mistaken.
Very much so.
Stop smiling. You're deteriorating yourself. Were you to try to engender hatred amongst the cohort of children trick-or-treating, I think what you should have done is bought maybe... Oh, let's say if you expect 100 kids to come by, which is kind of a lot. But let's say 100. You're in a busy neighborhood and you've got a tricked out house.
We were in a very busy neighborhood.
You buy maybe 10 king size candy bars and 90 fun size ones. And, you know, just in every group, give one kid the king size because you're like,
whoa,
you're only getting
10 groups?
And you are clearly special. Well, do it at random.
Oh, I like it.
All right.
Do you get trick-or-treaters at your house or apartment?
At my non-specific place of residence, yes. no, we didn't last year.
Okay.
It was the only year I've lived here. And I don't know what we expect this year. I don't think so. San Francisco, a statistic people like to bandy about is that there are more dogs than children here in the city. So.
Oh, hey, we also have that statistic.
Interesting. You think it's like an urban legend about urban spaces?
I kind of super believe it in Seattle.
I'm inclined to believe it here as well. Maybe it's maybe it's a suburban legend. You know, like it's a thing that they say about the cities in the suburbs.
Like it's a bad thing?
I don't know. Well, yeah, I assume. If you like children, it's a bad thing. Or if you dislike dogs.
Well, if you dislike dogs. I mean, if you like children, it's a neutral thing, right? Because there are still children.
There are children, but not as many. Oh, yeah, I guess people who like children don't want to be, like, surrounded by them. That would
constantly,
be creepy.
Unless they're, like... Yeah, unless they have, like, some sort of legal responsibility to not be near children.
Yeah. I thought you were going to go the other direction with illegal responsibility to always take care of like 30 children, in which case, if you weren't surrounded by children, you'd be in trouble. Well, I think we did it. Talked about a lot of witches today.
I think we might have done it.
Yeah. Well, let's not tell anyone until we're sure, but...
Okay.
In the meantime, yeah, we'll just see.
Let's just leave.
slow play this one.
Quietly close the door really quietly. Doesn't help that I'm narrating myself. Creepy noises! Creepy Halloween noises!
All right. Well, this has been the Dude and Phil podcast. Creepy noises. Creepy Halloween noises. And get ready, it's coming.
Bringing you the best in creepy noises.
We got a couple good ones in there. And come on back next week when we finish the trifecta. And we'll see you then on the Doom to Fail podcast. And until then, Catherine Cochran over there.
Tim Dobbs over here.
Bye.
Bye.